And our community connection this morning brought to you by First Baptist Church and by Tall Grass Motors. Focus on Tri-County Tech, and Kyla Toker and Sarah Fenton are in this morning. And Sarah, just because you got here first, good morning. Nice to have you here this morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And we've got a lot of things to talk about, so we'll try to move along quickly and highlight several things. Now, last time you guys, we spent a little bit of time on the Health and Wellness Fair, and now that's coming in about 10 days. Let's see, what is it? 22nd, I guess.
That's right, Charlie. Yeah. Our third annual Health and Wellness Fair is Friday, April 22nd. It's a come and go between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. in our beautiful event center.
It is such a nice facility.
It sure is. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, while you're there, you can also stop by our Osage Market and grab your lunch. So it's a really fun thing to do over your lunch hour.
Wait a minute. Talk to some health professionals. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get a blood pressure check or whatever, and then go eat healthy. Oh, no, we can't do that. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. No. We actually have a wonderful salad bar out there, and every day it's just filled with delicious. My favorite is the pasta salad. Mm-hmm. Have you tried that, Sarah?
Sounds great. I need to head out. I haven't been there for lunch for too long. So
let us know when, and okay. We'll join you.
Okay. The Health and Wellness Fair, how many organizations? I know last year you had about 300 people go through, right. Something like that.
Yeah, we did have about 350 guests last year. And this year, I do believe we have probably a couple dozen vendors who signed up. And there are still vendors coming in who are showing some interest.
Okay.
And those range from chiropractic, massage therapy. I think we have some facial skin kind of vendors. I don't want to say dermatologists. I can't quite remember.
Okay.
And then, of course, some fitness facilities, mm-hmm. lots of stuff.
Well, and I think last year, I think I even remember talking to the Air Force recruiter about healthcare careers and some of that. So, mm-hmm. you know, not just how to be healthy, but maybe how to get involved in some of the things you already teach in your.
That's a good point. The holistic person.
Yeah.
It's all about just being a better you, and Tri-County Tech is all about supporting that in so many ways, and the health and Wellness Fair is just one of those ways that we like to give back to our community and help people just be better and healthier.
Sounds like a great deal. So stop by the Health and Wellness Fair. Starts mid-morning, I want to say about 10 o'clock.
That's right. Runs from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. on Friday, April 22nd.
And if you have a business or a healthcare-related concern and you're not signed up, is it too late to get signed up?
Absolutely not. Just call Shannon at 331-3252. It's free to exhibit, so we'd love to have you.
Okay. So, again, that's the Health and Wellness Fair coming up. Tri-County Tech, 2 weeks from today, the 22nd.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
Wow.
April moving right along here. you're celebrating the Week of the Young Child. That would be next week, I guess, right?
Mm-hmm. Our Child Development Center is celebrating Week of the Young Child, which is sponsored by the National Association of Education of Young Children, NAEYC. The purpose of Week of the Young Child is to focus the public's attention on the needs of young children and their families, and to recognize the early childhood programs that serve those needs. And our Child Development Center has always had celebrated this, and they always plan the most fun, exciting events for our families and children. And on Monday, it's going to be Music Monday.
I like the alliteration. Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Shannon, our fitness and wellness specialist, she's going to come out and she's going to help the children use music to help get their little bodies moving and exercise. So Tuesday will be Taco Tuesday, and they're going to have some fun little cooking experiences for healthy eating.
Well, and tacos fit small hands fairly well.
Yep, they'll be making mini tacos for lunch, so that'll be fun. And then they have Work Together Wednesday, and Safari Joe will be visiting from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then all the children can bring their bicycles from home, so we'll have a little bike day. And then Artsy Thursday, where children will be painting on black fabric provided with various artists' art materials, and they'll be doing some sensory activities as well.
If you got any pictures of Elvis, let me know.
And then Friday, which is probably our most exciting event, they're going to be having the Bartlesville Public Library come to read to the children at 10 a.m. And then in the afternoon, they will be having their carnival, which will be at 2:30. And it's for all the children and their families. So,
well, a neat experience. And just because it's probably among their first experiences getting connected with the library. Every time the library folks are in, it's such a neat place to go down and just to, you know, get as a youngster, go down, pick out your book, and then take it home and let Mom or Aunt Clara or whoever read to us, you know?
Absolutely. They love picking out new books. And then the story times that they do, just the way that they bring books to life is so much fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So, hey, this is a neat deal. And you said that the Child Development Center has observed the Week of the Young Child for mm-hmm. quite a few years, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Absolutely. They've been doing it. Oh, gosh, I started as a student there in 2004.
But you were only 4 years old at the time.
So, yeah, they've been doing this for a long time.
Good deal. The Week of the Young Child, check that out at Tri-County Tech. And if your youngsters are not already involved at the Child Development Center, maybe they should check mm-hmm. it out. So do a little bit, just walk in the front door or give them a call and find out more about what's going on at Tri-County. Mm-hmm. We will take this opportunity, just as we're changing topics, to continue in just a bit. But we'll hear from Tallgrass Motors and First Baptist Church.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, and continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection, Sarah and Kyla in to give us a Tri-County Tech update and community education experiences. You've got a good long list of things coming up here.
We have some very exciting experiences coming up. So last night we ended up having a painting experience okay. with local artist Stephen Graham.
And you showed me a picture of your photo, or a photo of the picture that you created. Yeah, that's neat.
I did. We painted the Blue Well of Catoosa last night, and it was so much fun. And we have other fun classes coming up. One of our very popular classes is the couples cooking classes, and we have a couples cooking dinner party coming up on April 26th. These classes are in the evenings. It's from 6 to 9 p.m., and this is a good way to grab your honey and come out to Tri-County Tech for a fun little date night, and you're going to learn some great tips on how to host a dinner party at home that's going to impress all of your friends.
And something you never know when all of a sudden somebody may get invited over, and wait a minute, you invited somebody too, and now mm-hmm. we got two couples coming over. It's mm-hmm. happened at my house, not recently,
yeah.
but it does happen, and all of a sudden you need to say, oops, what are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. This is a good way to learn some quick tips on how to just whip something out and make it look fancy.
There you go.
At the last minute.
If nothing else, what's in the freezer? Yeah.
Another yummy cooking class that we have coming up is Icebox Pies. And talking about whipping something up quick
yeah.
that's going to be fancy, this class is going to teach you how to make delicious pies that are just easy, that you don't need to bake. You can just, you know, throw them together in a few minutes, and your friends will be thinking that you've slaved in the kitchen all afternoon.
I'm coming to your house for dessert tonight.
We also have Puerto Rican desserts that's going to be coming up. You'll be learning how to make flan and other traditional Puerto Rican dishes.
Okay.
That's going to be on Thursday, April 21st. And then we have our, well, one of our classic classes is sushi. This has been very, very popular. We've already had one class this semester, and due to popular demand, we're having another one.
Okay.
It's going to be on Wednesday, April 27th, and there's still a few spots available for that one if you're wanting to get in. And then we also offer different experiences other than cooking.
Mm-hmm. Although we've featured a bunch of cooking classes so far.
Our cooking classes are so popular. Another community ed experience that we're offering is simple car maintenance. I'm actually going to be taking this class. I'm pretty excited. You're going to learn how to change your oil, change a tire, check all your fluids. This is a great opportunity for anyone who just doesn't really know what to do for their car, but you know, maybe you have a young student who's fixing to leave for college and you want to make sure that they're prepared for.
Actually, that's some of those, not so much changing the oil, but definitely I know my folks would not let me drive out of town until I had changed the tire.
Absolutely. That's something that you need to know. It's a good skill. And we also offer community ed experiences over in Pawhuska at our business development center there. We have a crafting class coming up. It's going to be 4th of July wreaths, and this class is going to be on April 14th. So summer's going to be here before you know it, and this is a great way to get a jump start on your decorating.
Yeah, and that's something, again, that guys, okay, you may be living as a bachelor for a while. You need to learn some of these skills somewhere along the line. You know?
Well, if the guys want to take a class, they could take the disc golf class, which, of course, anybody can. But this is also over in Pawhuska, and everyone will get their own disc to take home and to play with. And it's going to show you the rules and regulations and how to play disc golf. Mm-hmm. I think that sounds fun. The weather's getting nice, and
already,
it's a great way to get outside.
It is. So, again, you seem to be utilizing the Pawhuska campus more and more.
Absolutely. Cindy Helmer is over there, and she just does an excellent job of managing our Pawhuska Business Development Center. And, you know, she's got a ton of classes over there, and she's making connections in the community. And we, along with our community ed experiences that we offer, we have a partnership with Tallgrass Art Studio there in Pawhuska, and they offer a lot of fun art classes, sculpting, I think they have a metalworks class. They have painting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you live in that vicinity, if it's a simpler drive for you than coming over to the main campus, mm-hmm. utilize those classes.
Absolutely.
Let's see. You're still talking about some of the other things like CNA classes. I think I'm not sure we talked about that yet. Mm-hmm. But those healthcare related fields, all kinds of things going on.
Yes. You know, along with our community ed experiences, we offer fast track and flex programs. Mm-hmm. Our CNA program, our certified nursing assistant, this is part of our fast track programs. And we have a class coming up. It's going to be May 9th through June 6th. This is a fairly quick way to get your CNA license. Mm-hmm. It's going to be Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So it is all day, all week, Monday through Friday. But you're going to be able to get in there and get to class and get out in the workforce quickly. So
all the skills and knowledge you'll need to go out and ace the exam and get that license real quickly.
Absolutely. And if you're interested in taking this class, you can stop by our main office. The first step in the enrollment process for the CNA class is to take the Compass test, which is just a general assessment test. And you can just come out and take that test any Tuesday or Thursday between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. And if you have any questions, just feel free to call us at the main office at 331-3331.
Okay, easy phone number to remember. And when you talk about those fast track and flex programs, mm-hmm. I mean, that's something that if whether you're changing careers or just trying to say, you know, I haven't been in the workforce for X number of days, weeks, months, years, opportunity to pick up some skills pretty quickly all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
Or improve what you're already doing.
Absolutely.
That's right, Charlie. Our Flex and Fast Track programs are really geared for the working adult as well, which is something to consider. If you feel that maybe you're stuck in your current job or you're just looking for a promotion in your current job or you want a little bit more education to be more well-rounded, mm-hmm. our Flex and Fast Track programs can be really tailored to fit your schedule so that you can still be that busy mom or busy dad and yet, you know, start a new career path for yourself.
Okay. Is that something you're going to be focusing on this coming, not tomorrow? tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow at the Business and Home Show.
Yes, definitely. We're going to be at the Business and Home Show, so come by and see us. And we're going to have some special promotions for not just our community education experiences, but we will have probably some enrollment advisors on hand to talk with you if you have some specific questions about Flex and Fast Track programs.
Okay. And then some of those May through August items on the schedule, because I know, we think of you as the traditional school year, but you're doing things year-round.
We are doing things year-round. You can start a new career in the summer if you're an adult. Maybe our programs also appeal to the high school senior who's graduating and maybe doesn't quite know what they want to do after they graduate. We had a very successful student who enrolled after graduating from high school in our automated manufacturing and engineering tech program.
Okay.
So you can really get some skills where you can work your way through college just by taking, you know, a summer to get that started. So
yeah, that helps a lot. And I know this is still, you know, wedding season, and you have some opportunities for hosting events and just bringing people into Tri-County Tech to see what you got.
Oh, we would love if you would come by and just look at our facilities. We have the most beautiful School of Business and Entrepreneurship, and it's also a great place to hold a party. We recently hosted the Bartlesville Young Professionals, and I just have to tell you, even if you don't want to hold an event there, just come on by and check it out, and you can hang out there, grab your lunch, and it's a beautiful facility. So.
Okay, but let's see, luncheons, meeting rooms, I guess just reception all the way around. We talked about the Osage Market, but you run daily specials, I think, Monday through Friday.
Mm-hmm. We do. We offer delicious daily specials that our culinary students prepare, and breakfast is it starts in the morning at 8 a.m. If you want to stop by for breakfast, you can get biscuits and gravy, bacon. They have little breakfast burritos. It's delicious.
I had one of those, I think it was a breakfast session when Senator Inhofe was in town. You guys set that up.
Yes.
And it was good.
Egg finishes. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Our lunch specials will only set you back $5, and they're delicious. They have we have different specials such as Dijon chicken, two fish tacos. We have paninis every Wednesday, which are delicious. Mm-hmm. And next week's specials are Monday will be meatloaf with fried potatoes and green beans. Tuesday will be chicken fajitas with Spanish rice and refried beans. And then Wednesday, we're going to have our traditional paninis and chips on Wednesday. And then Thursday is Dijon chicken with rice and broccoli. And next Friday will be pork with green chilies over rice and with fried okra. And that's another yummy special.
I'm going to say, it's starting to get hungry around here, I think.
Yep.
But opportunity. And, I mean, this is quick in and out. And for $5, you can't beat it.
Yes.
I mean, you know, that's so you spend, I don't know, 35 cents, 50 cents in gas to get over there and $5 for lunch. What
yep.
a deal.
Yep. Bring your laptop and come pick up lunch and have a seat in our SBE area and, you know, get some work done and enjoy our campus.
I think that's important. So, again, a lot of things to talk about. And I know frequently you've got something that just comes out in the mail that will perk somebody's interest. And it's not been that long that we called it a newly designed website. So
that's right. And don't forget to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Mm-hmm. We always have some really great promotions. And our website, as always, is going to be the best resource if you don't want to just stop by the office to learn everything about what we have going on our campus. From special events to our Flex and Fast Track programs, even our traditional high school programs. So be sure to check us out at www.tricountytech.edu.
Okay, well, yeah, sorry.
And Charlie, we do have some community ed experiences that we've added to our spring schedule that will be on the website that might not be in the catalog that people received at home. So make sure that you check out our website or check us out on Facebook, and you will see the most up-to-date list of all of our offerings.
Okay, that's a Community Connection on AM 1400. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network.
ONN News, I'm Randy Renner, an employee of the